Hey beautiful brains. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood dopamine hacker, back to help you outsmart that scroll and reclaim your precious time and energy. You know that feeling when a looming deadline hangs over you like a giant neon sign screaming, "Do this now." Yeah, procrastination is the ultimate brain gremlin, always whispering sweet nothings about Netflix binges and impromptu dance parties. But guess what? Today we're going to banish that beast for good. We're diving deep into practical, actually effective procrastination-busting techniques that you can implement right this second. Because let's be real, nobody wants to live their life on the brink of a self-inflicted deadline meltdown, am I right? First things first, understand your procrastination style. Are you a perfectionist who gets paralyzed by the fear of messing up? A dreamer lost in fantastical worlds of what if? Or maybe a distraction connoisseur who finds any excuse to avoid the task at hand? Whatever your flavor of procrastination, there is a technique out there waiting to be your superhero sidekick. One of my favorite tricks is the Pomodoro technique. Ever heard of it? Basically, you set a timer for 25 minutes and focus like laser beam on that single task. When the timer goes off, take a 5-minute break, stretch, grab a coffee, scroll through those adorable cat videos, hey, no judgment. Repeat this 4 times, then treat yourself to a longer break. It's all about breaking down big tasks into manageable chunks and giving your brain a little mental breather. Another golden rule? Find your peak productivity time. Are you an early bird who thrives in the quiet of dawn? Or do you hit your stride after sunset? Schedule your most demanding tasks for those prime hours when your energy and focus are at their zenith. Don't fight your natural rhythm, embrace it. Now, let's talk about environment. Ever noticed how being surrounded by clutter can make you feel mentally cluttered too? A clean, organized space can do wonders for your focus. Put on some upbeat music or those soothing nature sounds if that's your jam, shut off notifications, and create a dedicated workspace that screams productivity. Remember, you don't have to tackle everything at once. Sometimes, just starting with one small step can be the biggest win. Commit to doing just 5 minutes on that daunting project often. That initial momentum is all you need to keep rolling. And lastly, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, okay? Procrastination happens to everyone. Instead of beating yourself up over it, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward with renewed determination. You've got this. Okay, picture this. It's Friday night, you're supposed to be working on that presentation due Monday morning, but instead, you're scrolling through endless memes, no shame in the game. But then, remember what we talked about today, Pomodoro technique, your peak productivity time, and a clutter-free workspace. You crank up some tunes, clear your desk, and set that timer for 25 minutes. And you know what? You actually get stuff done. Feeling accomplished already? I knew you could do it. Remember those powerful procrastination-busting tools we discussed today? First, identify your procrastination style. Are you a perfectionist, a dreamer, or a distraction master? Then try the Pomodoro technique to break down tasks into manageable chunks. Find your peak productivity time and schedule your most important tasks accordingly. Create a clean, organized workspace that promotes focus. Remember, even 5 minutes of focus work can be a victory. And finally, practice self-compassion. You're human, and it's okay to procrastinate sometimes. The key is to get back on track and keep moving forward. So, my amazing dopamine hackers, go forth and conquer that to-do list. Take action today and make those procrastination gremlins tremble in fear. Share your biggest wins and maybe your epic procrastination fails with me on social media. Let's build a community of badass productivity warriors together. And remember, until next time, keep packing those dopamine pathways and living your best life. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.